Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Simanim Emor Avram Gold. I am Anthony Mezeches Brachas, Perek Hey Mishnah Alf and Mishnah Beis. Before we begin, I just want to remind everybody that there's a PDF available on the All Mishnah app. If you just look under the icon for materials, you'll see the PDF that has all the simanim we've done up until date, as well as a blank page. If you want to make up your own simanim, by all means do that on the blank page. But it's a good time to print it up, carry it around with you, and you have all the simanim with you. Let's do a quick review of what we've done up until this point. So we said Maseches Brachos has 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema, and the next 2 deal with Tefillah, and the last 4 prakim deal with Brachos. Good. Perek Aleph Me'emes Ha'is 5 Mishnais. The sim for Mishnah Aleph is Arvis, Beis is, Shachris, Gimel is, Derech, Dalet is, Brachos, and Hey is, Yetzis Yisraim. Good. Then we go to Perek Beis, Hayah Korah B'Torah. Has 8 Mishnais. The first Mishnah, the simon is Korah B'Torah, Beis is, Bein Prakim, Gimel is, Shadleit, Dalet is, Uman, He is, Chasen, Vav is, Rachat, Zayin is, Tavi and Ches is, Chasen. Excellent. Then we go to Perek Gimel, Misha Meso has 6 Mishnais. The sim for Mishnah Aleph is Lefanav, then Beis is Kavru, Gimel is Nek, Nashim, Avadim, Katanim, Dalet is, Balkari, He is, Betfila, and Vav is, Zav. Good. Then we go to Perek Dalet. Tefillah So Shachar has 7 Mishnayos. The sim for Mishnah all of his Zmanim, Beis is Beis Midrash, Gimel is Shemoneh Esrei. Dalet is Keva, He is Chamor, Vav is Svina, and Zayin is Musafim. Excellent. So now we go to Perek He, which is the second Perek that deals with the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah all begins, Ein Omdim Mispalel El Mitoch Kobed Rosh. One should not daven unless they have humility, Yerushamayim. And then the Mishnah brings the example of the Chassidim Rishonim. Chassidim Rishonim, Hayushonim Shema Achas Mispalim. They would delay an hour before they would daven, and then they would daven Kedei Sheichavnu Zribam Lamakam. They would delay in order to get their Kavanah ready, be able to daven to Kosh Baruch Hu. And then we're told the third part of the Mishnah, Afil HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo, even if a Melech says, Shom Aleichem, well, Yishivenu, one should not respond. Afil HaNachash, Karuch Al Kevo, and even if a snake is wrapped around his ankle, yapstick. A person should not stop from davening Shemoneh Esrei. Of course, this is only in a case where there's not Sekanas Nefashos. It's not a danger. You have a Jewish king, what, understand? And it's not a poisonous snake. So in terms of the simon, we're going to use Chassidim as the simon for Mishnah Aleph. Then Mishnah Beis deals with 3 insertions into Shemoneh Esrei, 2 dealing with rain, and 1 dealing with mentioning Havdalah, Motzi Shabbos, in the Shemoneh Esrei, where there's a 3-way Machlokes. The Mishnah begins, Maskirin Gevuras Kasham B'Tchiyas HaMeisim. We mention Gevuras Kashamim, which is the insert of Mashiva Ruach Mir Geshem in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, B'Sholin HaGesham B'Birchus HaShanim. And we say, B'Ten Tal Matar L'Vracha, in the bracha of Birchus HaShanim, Havdalah B'Chonen HaDa'as. And we mention Havdalah in the 4th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, of Das, Motzi Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revius Bifnei Asma. We mention Havdalah as its own bracha, Rabbi Yezer Omer, Behoda'a. He says we mention in the bracha of Modim. So we have 3 insertions here. To Bakashami, when to mention it, and Tchias HaMeisim, when to ask for it, and Birchas HaShanim, and then where do we insert Havdalah, Motzi Shabbos? So in terms of a simon, we're going to use Gashamim as the simon, and you can think of people davening in the rain, Motzi Shabbos, to connect to the 3-way Malchukas about where to insert Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei. So the simanim are Chassidim Gashamim, Chassidim Gashamim. All right, so now we can begin our simon story for Perek Hay. So the Zichu simon for Hay is Hay, or a haystack. So you can imagine this very serious Chassidim davening, surrounded by haystacks, and it's pouring rain. Simple. You have these Chassidim surrounded by haystacks, and it's pouring rain, the hay's getting all wet, and they're so focused on their tefillahs, they're not even noticing. And by the way, it happens to be Motzi Shabbos. That way, remember, also we have the question, the insert of Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei. So once again, the Zichu Simon for Hay is Hay or a haystack. So you can imagine these very serious Chassidim davening surrounded by haystacks, and it's pouring rain. All right, so now let's conclude with the pop quiz. Which parak do we have a Mishnah dealing with what's one's chiyuv regarding davening Musaf? That's in Perek Dalet, and the Mishnah is Musafim. Good. Which Perek do we have the Mishnah where Zav, Shara, and Keri? That's in Perek Gimel, and the Mishnah is Zav. Good. Which Perek do we have the Mishnah where we learn that one should not make his tefillah Keva? That's in Perek Dalet, and the Mishnah is Keva. Good. Which Perek do we learn about this money for tefillah? That's in Perek Dalet, and the Simon is Zmanim. Good. And which Perek do we have the Mishnah where we discuss once people have buried the mace, are people required to say Kriya Shema or not? That's in Perek Gimel, and the Mishnah is Kavru. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.